You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station.
One home for all professional sporting activities.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
How about your Rockets last night? Can we just all say this series is over? I mean, maybe Utah wins a game at home.
Are we really trying to pretend like this series is somehow interesting?
It's not. I mean, the Rockets are so much better than this team, and it's a bad matchup on top of that. This series isn't interesting because...
because it's not competitive.
No. The Rockets are just better than the Jazz. You know what? Do yourself a favor, Utah. Just tap out now. Don't bother playing the next two games.
Yeah, it seems wasteful. But, I mean, I guess they've got to try. It's their home games. They've got to...
And maybe they win one at home, but, boy, I don't see it.
Yeah.
Houston is way more of an Astros city than it is Texans or even Rockets.
I do think this is it's a football state, but I do think Houston in particular is a baseball city. I mean, it also helps that the Astros have won a World Series. They've been competitive. A lot of it is who's winning.
Well, and that's the thing, and let's start with that. This is a front runner city, so if your team's winning and wins the title like the Astros did, then everybody's going to be into them.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman,
and we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780 ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, send a message. Aaron will respond. You can also get us on Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. Not all of it, but you missed some good stuff. So I guess Lance is going to join us this segment.
He'll be walking down the hall here in just a second. He was finishing up a phone call.
Slow walk.
Oh, well, if he's finishing up a phone call, it'll be next segment. Because like Lance is on the phone constantly right now. And Lance is a walker talker. Like he walks all around the building while he's on the phone.
Yeah, he does do that.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And, you know, good for him. Hey, he's off the phone. Wow. Get this stuff out of the way here.
Yeah, you're not trusting it?
Yeah, get a chair. Don't sit on that.
You putting on weight or what?
That's putting on no.
You've been sitting on that thing for a while.
Yeah, but moving around. That's even where he won't sit on it now.
Raheel weighs like 15 pounds. He can sit on anything.
Raheel got shamed the other day a couple weeks ago by John.
About what?
Said, "You're looking a little thicker." And Raheel's got a little sensitive about it.
Oh, really?
I mean, I don't know. Like, thicker could be a good thing for someone who's built like Raheel.
Right, but he's not as lean as he was.
Raheel used to be built like an 11-year-old girl. So getting thicker as a man, that's a good thing sometimes, right?
No, I think he lifts and everything.
Yeah.
But he's a dad, too. Yeah. So when you turn into a dad, you know, things change.
It does.
It's true.
Dad bod's a real thing.
No, it's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Does Raheel think he's got dad bod?
No, don't say that out loud.
But, I mean, then there's people like Barry.
You're going to make him feel insecure.
Barry has dad bod. He's not even a dad.
Well, but he's dad territory.
Yeah.
He's dad age.
Nick has a dad bod. He's not. I mean, look at Aaron.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think dudes, once they're like 30.
Yeah.
Married.
Especially if you're married.
Yeah.
That's
or
it.
If you're a baseball catcher.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or maybe a fourth starter, a third starter. Yeah, Tyler now. Tyler's got the body of a guy who's got, just a different, not just a great set of tools in the garage, but he's got a workbench in the garage. Like Tyler White, you can tell has a workbench.
Oh, I thought you meant Tyler Scott.
No.
No. Tyler Scott's got
also dad bod though, but he's single. But,
I'm talking about Tyler White looks like he's got a workbench in the garage for sure.
Of course.
Yeah, and he's got a refrigerator out there with, you know, stocked with whatever beer you guys are pushing these days. I'm assuming Carbach.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's got Carbach out there.
That you're describing me.
No, you could be a first baseman. You could be a backup first baseman.
I could easily be a backup first baseman for the Astros.
Yeah, you could. No, and honestly, you've got the body type of a backup first baseman type.
Yeah,
I mean, and not all. You're not Tyler White. You're lighter than Tyler White, but you're taller and you're bigger. I mean, you look like you could be. You could have run that game if you were a single guy. You could have gone into a bar and said, "Yeah, I used to play. I played Major League Baseball for 6 years. Well, before the internet got big.
So
they'll bust you too easy.
Last season, well, they wouldn't because last season.
I used Montreal Expo minor leaguer one time
when I was a little heavier and my beard was a little scruffier.
Beardier, yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, Brian McCann and Evan Gattis look exactly alike. And wait a minute.
Were you getting some of that love?
AJ looks just like Evan Gattis and Brian McCann. I mean, you're bald, fat guy with a beard. That was me.
Now, hold on a second. They also won rings.
That's when the prime time for me to be like, hey. The prime time is going to be about 3 or 4 years from now when people forget about Evan Gattis a little bit.
Right.
And I'll just be like, yeah, I'm Evan Gattis. And
oh, you'll just completely take on his identity.
Yeah, and I'll just be like, yeah, I used to do drugs and,
yeah.
Well, you know, let's talk drugs. Let's talk homelessness.
You were a janitor at one point.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about the proper
You're
way.
You're Evan Gattis? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I'm Evan Gattis.
You look a little different. I was like, well, listen, dude, Mother Nature, Father Time's undefeated.
It's TV, yeah. You can hit him with that. It's television, nothing. Plus, I shaved the beard off a little bit. You can go.
Or I can just grow it out, and like now it'll be gray.
McCann, I think you can pull off McCann.
But he's still actively playing. That's way too risky.
It depends. Not in 3 years, he won't be.
Oh, no. Yeah. By then, he'll be gone. But Brian McCann's also, he is someone who's made tens of millions of dollars in his career. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I'm Evan Gattis, maybe you get that sympathy drink bought for you.
Well, you could.
Like, I never got the big deal. You know, I made some decent coin, but I never hit it big, and I was in so much debt.
So Evan Gattis is a group of bros who are younger, 20-somethings, who don't really know baseball enough, but they kind of recognize the name, but they think it's cool they're talking to a former major leaguer in a bar. That's who would buy you a drink.
Bingo.
That's who would buy you a drink. But you don't want to be in Houston. That's too dangerous.
No, way too dangerous.
You want to do it in, like, Vancouver.
Or Vegas.
Or Vegas.
Vegas
is actually perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, and you go there. You should run this and see what happens. Well, not yet. Wait for a few years.
Wait. I'll give it some time. Yeah. I'll give it some time.
But one of them's going to go to the phone.
I can. You know what I can do? It's pretty close. I'm not going to lie. But I can take the... I can wear around the fake ring that I got at the Astros game.
Oh, ooh. That's not bad.
I like it.
Because that's the conversation starter. Oh, you got that? Yeah. No one's going to know in Vegas that over 700,000 people have a ring in the city. No one's going to know that.
I'm one of, like, you know, 25.
Where'd you get that? It's like, championships. And one of the guys go, you really wear that out? Yeah, bro, I do.
I used to play ball. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I used to play ball.
I wanted playing ball.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You don't care.
It's no big deal. I was before your time. I was just, I was on a team that.
No, seriously, dude.
I was on a team that made a good run.
No, seriously, like at what level? Like what sport?
Yeah.
And you keep doing the humble. It's a long, boring story. You don't have time for it. No, seriously, dude.
Yeah, when I was fat, I almost got a replica Longhorns championship ring and tried to pull Casey Studdard.
Good one. You could pull that one still, probably. Like, not now. Well, you could. A lot of offensive linemen lose weight.
You throw a dip in and, you know, talk about catfish and, you know.
Oh, 100%. You're tall enough to be a lineman. You could pull off Casey Studdard in another city.
Yeah.
You should try that in Vegas. Come up with about three different guys.
Just run it.
See if you can get anyone to buy you a drink.
What if I try to be Lance Erline?
I mean, I don't think you're getting anything.
No, you don't think so?
Except a lack of sleep, you're not going to get anything.
I may, I threw out a mock draft a little while ago.
I bet it was trash. That's exactly what you'll get. I bet it's a garbage ass mock.
Maybe you heard of my mock draft. Maybe not. You know. Speaking of, did you do a mock for Sports Map?
I'm going to do the mock's going to come out next Tuesday.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
How much did they have to pay for that?
It's going
to
get people moist.
How much did they have to pay you for that?
Who?
Fred.
We're negotiating.
Okay, it's still up in the air.
Well, here's the deal. NFL.com
level quality mock draft.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a good mock draft. But NFL.com doesn't they've only had me do two mocks, and my third mock's due the day of the draft.
That seems weird.
But then you do a second and third round mock after the first round, right?
Yeah, that's the pain in the ass. After the first round's over, I've got to stay up. Yeah, I've got to stay up until about 12:30 or 1 o'clock, do that, and then be up fresh as a daisy the next morning to do the radio show.
So then, the Monday after the draft, you're basically home free and you don't have
to. I'll be here in studio talking about all the picks.
And you don't have to do
Rockets.
Anything with them anymore. Are you going to be?
I mean, we'll see. There's always going to be the articles that who had the best draft? You know, for a test that's never been taken,
right.
You got to judge it.
So now, like Friday, your show, the most popular show in the city.
I call it the greatest show in the city.
Oh, okay. Well, Fred already took that.
Yeah, because you can't be the greatest show in the city if we're the greatest show in the history of the known universe.
Oh.
Because the city is part of the known universe.
Well, so, you went out there and you went to the little kid infinity argument where you shut everything down.
But we were voted on by two infinity. Aliens, so sorry.
But this time you can also say scoreboard, bro.
Yeah. And, you know what? I like when people like the show. I don't get, like, the ratings thing. I've seen it go up and down, and I know how fickle it is. But
it's way better to be winning than not.
Yes, that's what I would say. I don't get into it like I used to, but while we're at it, I'd like to just be able to look over and like, okay, number one, that's fine.
Yeah.
Like, are we number one in our time slot? I just want our station to just keep winning so we can make the other people humble.
Do you think that...
I saw...
610 or 790, do you think one of them will fold up 10?
Was that 610 on fire that you drove by the other day?
That was actually 610 Sports Radio.
Okay.
I was on 610, and it was on. There was a fire.
I saw there was something, a fire on the roadways, and I didn't know if it was 610.
That was a fire on 610. Oh, absolutely, it was.
That's what I thought it was.
A car fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. I thought it might have been 610. Mm.
Do you think, if you had to guess, who's going to fold up shop first, 610 or 790? Who do you think it'll be?
Well, define fold up shop. They've like got some big money behind them.
Who do you think's going to switch over to Tejano? If you had to guess, one of them is going to be a Tejano station in the next 2 or 3 years. Which one do you think it'll be?
I can't. You've got Astros on one. You got Texans.
Astros
who
can go to 740.
Texans,
yeah, they could play on
Astros
740.
Could go to 740. That's actually a good point. And there's 950.
Yeah. Rockets can play there.
Sports Talk 950. I'm just practicing to see if it works.
It won't even be Sports Talk 950. It'll just be like, it'll be Michael Berry, and then he'll be like, we've got the Houston Astros playing tonight. Like, it's going to be a bunch of guys who don't know bleep about sports.
You're already trying to push us to other
stations. Yeah, I mean, eventually it's going to happen. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like by 2040, we're all Tejano.
That's possible.
I've seen lots of stations in my time flip to Tejano.
I've been brushing up.
Houston's newest hip hop. You either get Tejano. It was there was a classic rock run for a little bit. Houston's newest hip hop or Tejano. Those are the three flips you usually see. Classic rock's not going to happen anymore. That flip's not coming.
Sad.
But
it could be like CBS or 610. They what's the country station they own?
Kick.
Yeah,
Kilt
Bull.
FM.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Kilt and
there's
the Bull.
Kilt FM and Kilt AM.
So they can carry the Texans.
Kilt Kick is a long time ago. Yeah, they can carry the Texans. Well, Kilt already carries the Texans.
Oh, then okay.
They already carry the Texans.
So on that 610 stick, they can just put the Spanish broadcast.
You need to. Why don't you? You need to program those other stations. They might do better. I mean, I already hear one of them's getting ready to make a bunch of moves.
I was going
to
say, if I were at 610, it would be the freaking red wedding over there.
I'm just telling you right now, the Lannisters, I've heard the Lannisters may be sending their regards over there.
Well,
You're going to have some hosts going in, and there's going to be some chain mail underneath the shirt, underneath the cuff of the PD, whoever that guy is. And they're going to be like, oh, I can't.
Who will be the first person from 610 or 790 that sends me an email asking to meet up?
I'm not playing this
for
game.
A job.
I'm not going to play your games.
Play the game, Lance.
I'm not playing
Who's
your
gonna
dumb
be?
Games.
Who's it going to be?
I'm not playing your hateful games.
Do you want to sit in on the meeting with me?
No.
Me?
No. I don't want to sit in with you and
Rich Lord.
Not to be. No, he can't come. He doesn't even get an interview.
Oh, he's going to get an interview.
He gets no interview.
He's going to get an interview, and I'm going to be like, so what do you think you'd bring to the table? And then anything positive, he'd say, I'd just kind of look at him and shake my head.
You know, there might be some people who are, there might still be some Rich and Charlie stans out there who want a little taste again.
There's a guy who tried to fight me on Twitter over the weekend who is a John Lopez stan. So,
how'd that happen? What happened?
I didn't know bleep about how to do sports radio, and I said, oh, why don't you give me a lesson? And he's like, LOL, I have a degree in communications, and I did work at a sports radio station for a couple years with Charlie Polillo and John Lopez, so I think I do know exactly what I'm talking about.
Charlie Polillo and John Lopez, that must have been like early 790 days.
I don't know.
Yeah, because Lopez was on 790 for a long time.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He said he worked for Clear Channel.
Yeah, he did say he worked for Clear Channel. And then he said, I quit because I was making $12 an hour. And I said, well, I guess that pretty much...
He must have been a producer then.
That pretty much trumps my 15-year major market radio career, so... Yep.
And...
You got me.
And your World Series ring.
And my World Series ring. Yeah.
And your national championship.
Where's your championships?
All right, can you hang around for a minute and actually talk some draft
Go ahead,
with us?
Yeah.
And back-to-back Rose Bowl championships.
Yeah. Two-time.
All right, we'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, Lance, yesterday I do a mock draft every year with the station in Philly, and I pick for the Texans. And all the tackles, the guys who could play left tackle are all gone. And... I took Dalton Risner for him, just figuring...
He's a good football player.
You know what? If I feel like you can trot Matt Khalil out there at left tackle, and it's better than the crap you had last year, but you still need to improve your tackles, and maybe that guy plays right tackle, maybe he moves inside. Was that a good pick for me or a bad pick for me?
I think it's probably going to end up being a little early, but I think it's a good pick because he plays center. He plays right tackle, he plays center, and there's really no reason he couldn't play guard. He fits the Texans' profile of what Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien want in terms of football character. He's tough. He's aggressive. So, yeah, I think it's – I have no problem with it.
Do you think the Texans are in a position where they have to take the best offensive lineman available?
I think best offensive lineman or cornerback, yes.
Okay.
I think the cornerback is – you just got a bunch of Band-Aids on an open wound. So, to me – I think the cornerback situation. Look who you signed two guys to 1 year deals, and you got Jonathan Joseph, who basically is a 1 year cornerback too. To me, there's a pretty good chance you'll need three cornerbacks next year. So, or not next year, but the year after next year, and next year could be as big a disaster.
And
as
you don't
this
want
year.
Three rookies out there two years from now.
Exactly. So I would say you're going to see them draft at least two cornerbacks this year. I think two cornerbacks, two offensive linemen. That's a lock that you'll get at least two offensive linemen and two cornerbacks. My guess is you'll get a running back, a wide receiver. That would be six players. How many draft picks do they have total? They have nine.
They don't have a fourth.
They don't have a fourth. Maybe they have seven now.
Yeah.
So, and then after that, is really you might see them go after an edge rusher of some sort or a defensive lineman.
I wanted to ask you about that because they've brought in a lot of edge rushers that would go around 23. Is there any chance that they're thinking about trading Clowney?
I think there's a chance they're going to let him play it out. I think there's a chance, but more than likely, I think they would just let him play it out this year and walk and then get a third round compensatory pick for him? Because that's what you could try to trade him, and if you did, you would get more than a third for him. Obviously, I think you would. I think you'd. There's an outside chance. I think you might get a first for him, actually, because whoever drafts or takes him in a trade would have to pay a handsome fee. And so usually that downgrades what teams are willing to give you. But we're talking about this is not a great edge rushing year in the draft. And so I think Clowney could bring you something actually relatively substantial in terms of getting a first-round pick if you decided to go in that direction.
Well, news came out today. There was word today that the Texans are still trying to negotiate a long-term deal.
Well, that's what Brian Gaines said in his press conference. I read it, yeah.
Do you believe that? Or, I mean, because how often, if ever, does it happen that you put a franchise tag on a guy and then that guy ends up signing with you long-term?
I don't think they have any interest in signing him before they see how he plays.
I don't think so
either. I think that's they tagged him to see, all right, big boy, let's see you go out there and stay focused this year. Because the big concern probably is going to be if we give him a bunch of guaranteed money, we may not see the work ethic that we want to. I'm just being honest. I think that's a concern. Is this is not a guy who busts it to get out to practice, to always, you know, play through pain in practice. There's been some holdups in that regard. And I think they like the talent, but I don't think they're in the market for giving him the guarantee, you know, 60 plus million guaranteed dollars. I just don't think that's something they want to do.
So
they're not putting a ring on it. Let me put it that way.
It seems like preseason last year, Ed Oliver was kind of the guy that everybody thought was going to be, if not the top pick, one of the top two or three picks in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Then the season happens, mock drafts start flying around, and suddenly Ed Oliver's in like the 20s. And now fast forward a couple months into the process, and now he's popping up in top fives again. What's happened to Ed Oliver since the end of the season to make him go from maybe he's a late first round guy to now maybe he's the third pick in the draft?
Well, I think so it's a natural process. You go from the guy who's the hot name, and then everyone has the groupthink, and then the mock drafts start coming out, and really, I think most of them had him at 14. I mean, I had him falling, but that was primarily because I had a hard time placing him with the team. Most people had him at 14 to Atlanta. It's been pretty consistent, 14, and then it kind of inched up to 12 to Green Bay, and now you're right. I think what's happening now is that some of the people who are a little bit connected are finding out that there are some teams, most notably, the two teams I'm hearing are the Raiders and the Buffalo Bills, who really like Ed Oliver. And so he could go as early as 4, and he could go maybe no later than 9 at Buffalo. So I think Ed Oliver's going to end up being a top 10 pick. Good for Ed. You know, it is a little bit of a concern because he's way undersized. He did not have a tremendous amount of production relative to a top 10 pick. He just didn't. But some of that also involves where Houston played him, which is over the nose in a zero technique. So I think what you see with Ed Oliver, though, is he is tremendously explosive, tremendous quickness out of his stance, tremendous initial pop and power, and it's just kind of rare athletic twitch. The short area, three-cone drill stuff that he did was like, you know, or short shuttle and three-cone. Yeah, I think it was three-cone. No, it was a short shuttle. That his short shuttle numbers were the same as a wide receiver or a cornerback. That's ridiculous at that size. So that shows his bend, his change of direction, the things that make him a special athlete. So, I think he's going to go inside the top 10. And I think it's because you are now hearing some NFL teams who say, once we get past that run, and I know a team that likes, I've heard that the Raiders like him better than Quinnen Williams. So that could be interesting. Ed Oliver could go before Quinnen Williams.
I think Quinnen Williams is my favorite player in the draft.
He's my top player.
I think if I could have anybody, and if I was starting a team from scratch, I'd probably need a quarterback. But I think if you say who's going to be the best player out of this draft, I think it's Quinnen Williams. I think it's him. But let me ask you about another guy that I think between him and Dwayne Haskins, I think there's potential for these guys to go in the top 10 and not go in the first round at all. But Daniel Jones, I look at all these different mock draft sites and see where everybody's has them going. Some have Daniel Jones going like number 6 to the Giants. And then today I saw one that had 32 to the Patriots.
I think that's very accurate.
I saw one today in the mid-second round.
I don't know where he's going. No, that's not happening. He's going to go. I think he's going to go on to first. I just don't know where. I think he could go as high as 6. I think the Giants could fall in love with him, but 6 or 17, could he go 15? Could he go 11? 15 is Washington, 11 Cincinnati. I think there's an outside chance that he could fall all the way to potentially the Chargers. I think the Chargers are a team to keep an eye on because I've heard that they like him, and they might see him as the developmental quarterback that they want to get behind Phillip Rivers.
Hey, when you wanted to save money on your homeowner's insurance,
TGS,
how did you do it? Was it really simple or did it take hours?
No, it took. They did everything within 45 minutes. They had done all the paperwork. They sent over a DocuSign, so I did what I needed to do DocuSign-wise. We had come to an agreement on not just the homeowner's insurance, but also I had them do car insurance, and I don't need a lot of time. I'm not. My wife likes to wait, and I'm not sure. What should I do? I'm like, No, I can make decisions fast.
This looks good. Let's do it.
This looks good. This company's reputable. They're going to save me this amount of money. And so it really was a process that took – the whole thing for me took under an hour. I think the same thing was true for Raheel as well.
And they'll get you a quote in 15 seconds. It's so simple. You text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You send that back. They'll give you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And then, like Lance said, 45 minutes later, you're done. I've done it. Lance has done it. You said Raheel's done it.
Yep.
We're all doing it. All the cool kids are doing it. All the dad bods are doing it. Get on it. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote. Start saving big today with TGS Insurance.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Okay, we teased two things.
Yeah.
We never got to them, so let's get to the one you wanted to do first.
Clarissa Shields, the undisputed middleweight lady champion of boxing.
Yes.
She's good. And she just beat up Christina Hammer, who was undefeated, just destroyed her. So she's probably the best female boxer in the world. She's 24 years old. And she now thinks that, her next plan is to fight this chick named Cecilia Brekos. They're hoping to meet at 154 pounds and determine the greatest pound-for-pound woman alive. But she doesn't consider herself the best female fighter alive. She thinks she's better than most male fighters, too. And she started dropping names.
Yeah.
Including Keith Thurman, who is 29-0-1 and holds multiple titles. And... she said, they may be stronger than me, but their boxing ability isn't like mine. Triple G, he's older now, but I could give Triple G a run for his money. Power for power isn't a question, because what is boxing? It's the sweet science. It's not about strength. Because people were saying Christina Hammer was stronger than me. They were saying all these girls were stronger than me. But did you not see the head movement that I had during that fight? See the defense, the offense, the traps I set? If I were to get in there with a man, I would do a lot more of that, and I do have some power. I'm not going to say I'm stronger than them, but if I set up the right shots with the right timing, okay.
Good luck.
I'm all for, women in sports, and if people want to pay to watch women in sports, good. That's great. Especially in combat sports, I hate any time there's discussion of, this woman is so good, she could beat up a man.
Yeah, I remember we used to talk, everybody wanted to talk about that with Ronda Rousey forever.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey can beat up Uriah Faber. Listen, Ronda Rousey could beat up a random 145-pound man walking the street that's not a trained professional fighter. She'd probably destroy him, in fact. But you're talking about guys who have committed their whole lives to doing the same thing she's done and are just bigger, faster, stronger than her? The physical differences. There's a reason why if a man hits a woman, he goes to jail. And if a woman hits a man, you know, she doesn't. Because it's not... A 155-pound man versus a 155-pound woman is not a fair fight. And especially when you're talking about a Triple G.
I don't care if he's old. He would knock her the bleep out.
Oh, my God. She's
never been hit like she would be hit by that
guy. And by the way, there's no man in his right mind that would ever even entertain the thought of discussing it publicly because there's nothing good that can come from it. There's no, if you knock her out.
You were supposed to.
Yeah, you knocked out. If you lose, oh my God. But there's zero chance it will ever happen. But stop talking like that. Let's stop. And there's people who are like, oh, her head movement is so great. Okay, that's cool.
It'll move right into Triple G's glove.
Yeah, you know who else has good head movement? Canelo. Stop it with this. I don't like it.
All right. Need to tell you, Sportify Expo, the largest sports fan expo in Houston, will be at the George R. Brown Center on April 27th and 28th. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to meet, take photos with, and get autographs from the top Houston Astros, Texans, UFC fighters, and other pros and legends. At 6:44, caller 4 to 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to the event. For more information and to get your tickets now, head to sportifyexpo.com. All right, I want to hear what Courtney had to say before I agree that we ban her.
Okay.
So let's hear it.
Did Fred and AJ congratulate you on getting married on their show?
Somewhat.
What does that mean? Yeah, somewhat. What do you mean, somewhat?
Mean?
What did they say?
They're just so happy for me.
Liar.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's what you said off mic. I feel like you told us.
Well, no,
you
said off mic.
I feel like you had a 180 degree different answer.
I think they're secretly upset.
Are they?
Why?
Yeah.
This is radio, you know.
I know. They're probably secretly upset because they want me to be their future ex-wives.
Mm. Oh, is that really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they on a scale of 1 to 10? What's the creepiness when you work with Fred and AJ? How creepy are they?
Oh, not at all.
All right, now you're
negative.
Just lying. You are absolutely.
I have to make up for that comment that I just said.
You do?
Yeah. Others in the building just voted 10.
Who's creepier, Fred or Joel?
Oh, I love Joel.
See?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Just cut her off.
Thank you.
In this right now. So
Thank
the
you.
Answer, though,
Who's
is
Who's creepier,
Fred.
Barry or AJ?
AJ.
I love Barry. Mm.
Oh, so, please, I'm out of here.
Barry is my favorite.
Yes, our show should be your favorite.
You just said Joel is your favorite.
No.
My God, you should run for office.
I winked at you, though, when I said that.
She did.
Well.
Yeah, she's banned.
Yeah.
I think it's
dead.
Yep, 100. Yeah.
We didn't even hear what she said off the air.
Right, right. But,
yeah.
Okay, so cool. I'm more creepy than Joel.
Enjoy being on that show with lesser ratings. No.
Yeah, yeah, and fewer listeners.
Yeah.
So let's talk travel, guys.
Girl, bye.
Yeah. As they said in Tombstone, well, bye.
Bye.
All right, let's talk about traveling. And maybe you're going to go see your Texans in London. Guess where you need to go right now? BestHotelRates.com. BestHotelRates.com has negotiated special rates with over 600,000 hotels worldwide and extended those discounts to you. Guys, the name says everything. BestHotelRates.com. Simply go to BestHotelRates.com, plug in your destination, dates of travel, and voila, you're looking at it.
Voila.
Voila. I love that it has voila on here.
I think it actually says viola.
Like Frank Viola?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or isn't there an instrument called a viola?
It's a viola. Or viola. Yeah, viola.
Ravioli? Whatever.
Chef Boyardee?
You're looking at a discounted rate from any of the hotels that you could pay more for somewhere else, so you don't have to eat Chef Boyardee. You'll be able to afford a real meal because you went to BestHotelRates.com.
Yep. Save that dough, man. Book your hotels through BestHotelRates.com. Top-notch customer service that's going to back up your reservation so your stay is safe and secure. BestHotelRates.com. Start planning your next trip today. It's in the name. besthotelrates.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Celebrate 25 years of Doggy Style with Snoop Dogg Thursday, April 25th at Smart Financial Center. Uncle Snoop's Army and Bobby D present the Snoop Dogg and Friends Tour featuring Warren G, G-Funk, and the Dog Pound. Find out more information and get your tickets at LiveNation.com. And if you come see us tomorrow at Live Sports Bar downtown, we will be giving away a couple of those. So there you have it. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
So the Lori Loughlin and her husband, who are now facing some time.
Yes.
Apparently, they've got a problem with people calling them cheaters. That's what they're worried about. They're worried about people calling them cheaters. They pleaded not guilty on Monday to money laundering and mail fraud. And this is putting unspeakable stress on her family. They have a hard time, or they're having to play this out all publicly. They're fair game for jokes and memes, but also outraged by people who are saying that they're cheaters. Of all the things, you might go to prison.
And that's what you're worried about.
Yeah, that's like you're talking about you cheated at cards or a board game. I feel like you should probably worry more about what's going to happen here, which is her husband, that super rich, thin guy.
Yeah.
He's probably going to, he's going to get it.
Oh, yeah. He's
for sure.
He will be on the bottom bunk in prison. No question.
For sure. And her, there might be some really strong lesbian lady who takes a liking to her. Orange is the new black style.
Oh, yeah.
And then she'll really be a cheater.
They're riches. They'll wind up in some minimum security prison.
Did you see what the biggest news of the day was today?
No.
Aquaman shaved his beard.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
How did you feel? Did you think he looked handsome? Jason Momoa, 7 years he's grown that beard. And it got him Khal Drogo.
Yeah.
It got him Aquaman. But he shaved off his beard. He says it was for a good cause, raising money for recycling awareness.
Okay.
Which I guess is as good a cause as any.
Sure.
But I don't know that you had to shave your beard to do it, but I think he looks all right.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, he's a handsome. There's no question.
I would give you the rest of my stories, but my computer just died.
Oh, really? Yep. It came back. Then it didn't. There it is. That's really weird.
Where are we working or not?
What'd you do to your computer?
It's out of juice. I got the battery warning and I ignored it. I thought I could fight through.
Yeah.
I didn't have
enough. And so
juice.
That is Hoffman
on
Hollywood.
That's Hoffman on Hollywood.
I think I told you. When I finally watched Aquaman, I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
I thought it was bad. Not even just okay, but really bad. But he was handsome in it. That's what people care about. All right, so
that saved the movie for me.
Yeah, me too. Get me something to, some material,
yeah,
if you will. But really? Really, Aaron? You're laughing at that? Like, you've never masturbated to Aquaman?
You never, or any other superhero movie for that matter? Give me a break.
I can't say that I have.
He doesn't watch those movies, that's why. Star Wars, though.
Yeah. Oh, Luke.
No, he likes that new guy, the millennial guy, the guy that's always really sensitive. What's his name?
Oh,
the new bad guy.
Han Solo's kid?
Yeah.
Oh, Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren, yeah. You like him, huh?
Yeah.
I knew
him. He's attractive.
Is he? That was really weird looking.
He is weird looking, but he's got the hair. He looks like a rock star. I like that.
I don't like his
face.
That's my
flavor.
He's got a really weird face.
Yeah, but...
Oh, you no shocker. You like weird faces, yeah, Mr. Weird Face.
Really? That's where you want to go with that?
Is your face not weird?
It's not that weird. It's not as weird as Kylo Ren's.
Okay, let's put up a Twitter poll. Weirder face.
Let's not put up a Twitter poll. I'm sick of these Twitter polls that all... They all have to do with me. Why don't you pick on Aaron, for God's sakes?
Aaron's face isn't as weird
as
you.
The whole show.
Yeah, but I mean that's kind of part of the deal. That's why you're there.
You haven't had nationwide or worldwide memes comparing your face to a cat's face, so I think his face is weirder.
Yeah.
He's had pictures of him compared to a weird breed of cat that has really giant ears and a really long face.
So. Fred went viral last week along with his favorite movie, The Gay Falcon.
Still on that, are we? All right. Mercifully, this damn show is over.
Hey, you did a good job today, though.
I feel like I did, yeah.
Honestly, I'd give you a higher score than Aaron.
Well, yeah, that's easy.
He didn't even have the Gym of the Day outro music.
That's true. He did have the
pretty lame, bro.
Yeah. And, oh, well, let's just get out of here. I'll give Aaron an A today. A plus for Hoffman. I was pretty good today. I'm going to give myself a C minus. I think it's a fair number. It's about as good as I can do. And tomorrow we'll be out at Live Sports Bar downtown, so come and join us. And we'll be giving away Snoop Dogg tickets. So you have to be present to win. So get your butts out there. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.